So the dad bod. Man, you care too much about the gym. Your muscles are looking scary. If only you added a few more pounds, I would find you more attractive. It means you're living a more well-rounded life. So the dad bod is definitely defined by Urban Dictionary, which has more red pills than any Merriam-Webster dictionary, by the way, states that the dad bod is a male body type that is best described as softly round. It's built upon the theory that once a man has found a mate and fathered a child, he doesn't need to worry about maintaining a sculpted physique. So, or there's this other part, a dad bod is a nice balance between working out and keeping a beer gut. You can go with that one. And we know this guy on college campuses in particular. I know that I saw him everywhere. They were already emerging at age 20. He maybe does a lift every once in a while throughout the week, pretty much never does any form of cardio. Make sure to get those tricep workouts in, the curls, you know. But he crushes Little Caesars all the time, gets Chinese food, drunk on a 12-pack of Busch Light on the regular. I spent 4 years in college living with baseball players, so I know a little bit about that scene. But conversely, if you're fit these days, you also get shaming lines. You get shaming lines for both. But if you got the dad bod, you know, sometimes for women, you're more inviting. You're more balanced, at least what you see on the internet sometimes, but only so much you can trust. So Sandman made a video about this in 2015 about dad bods, but I'm going to elaborate a bit and touch on why the dad bod exists, why MGTOW can help counteract that, and why ultimately as a MGTOW you can't ignore your health. So just kind of some offshoots on that idea. Because what's financial freedom? What's physical health? What's the fruits of our decision to leave the plantation and go MGTOW if we don't have our health? If our backs hurt? If our cholesterol is at a dangerously high level? And if our blood pressure is pumping out of the roof, okay? So MGTOW and health. I've gotten a few emails from men over the past week about diets, fitness, counting macros, and so forth. And by all means, I'm no expert, not in any sense. Is it something that I like to talk about? Yes, but I'm not an expert. And if you want to talk more about these things, I'm game. But also, many MGTOW men will actually enjoy the freedom, I suppose, to not be as careful about, you know, their diet and exercise regime because, you know, they know they're leaving the plantation. They don't have to worry about that as much in their eyes. And I understand that perspective. And while I work out mainly for my mind, it's important to understand that you don't even need to be a freak and work out a ton to situate yourself well for when you hit your 40s, your 50s, and your 60s, okay? Both for financial reasons and even for social reasons. And just a little bit goes a long way. So my issue with the dad body, ultimately, my main issue with the dad body is the social acceptance of certain almost cultural norms in Western society. And I would compare it to men rolling over and accepting the fact that, oh man, you know, I love my spouse and my girlfriend, but I just can't stand her in-laws. So I guess, you know, I'm just going to deal with that and roll over, okay? And I'm going to go on with life. And that's something that MGTOW really works against, okay? You actually realize that you have a choice to counteract those things that culture says that you should accept. And hey, Kevin James and Ray Romano can't stand their in-laws, so I guess it's all right, right? And we have been anesthetized by messages of mediocrity. And you also have to realize that while these sitcoms, for some, are a good mind break, on the whole, shows like this and messages from the media, sitcoms, they are made for the ones that are living that life currently, almost to commiserate. And a MGTOW man doesn't necessarily have the same interest in George Lopez because he can't relate to that life, okay? And people have accepted defeat, and nothing irks me more than accepting defeat and rolling over. And that's what the dad bod represents in a lot of cases, how it's understood. And I'm not saying that I'm a physical specimen at all, but this picture of the dad is more of a metaphor for a greater issue, walking into the slaughterhouse that is marriage without knowing it. And the first thing is, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. The fruits of your labor as a MGTOW man will not reach their full potential. So I sent a tweet out on New Year's Eve regarding the notion that MGTOW marinates. Essentially, if this hasn't been your year and you just recently came to MGTOW, don't be surprised that it's not turning up yet. The positives associated with MGTOW accrue at a slower rate than many other things in life. But that doesn't mean it shouldn't be pursued. The positives associated with the transition to MGTOW are not like that of a fad diet or a ketogenic diet burning your fat right away. They happen slowly. They marinate. And as a result, your year may not be 2018, 19, or 2020. It may be a decade from now. And honestly, I realize that I may not actually be able to see the benefits of my frugalness of investing into my hobbies and health until I'm maybe 40. And sure, I'll see small improvements and more windows will open up, but the next 16 years of my life will probably still be tumultuous. And what I'm getting at right now is that if you don't have your health by the time that you get to that point where you can retire early, you can leave the plantation, or even just pick up the pieces after you've done your best to get out of that divorce, I don't care what point of life that you're at, then you will not be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor ultimately. So it is still important for us to be cognizant of what we need to do to prepare ourselves for that time. Okay, and the purpose of going MGTOW will not be able to be fully actualized. And while this isn't directly related to dad bods and MGTOW, it's something was brought to my mind again by looking at this topic. And the next thing is your health can be hindered through marriage and having kids. It's just true. Cortisol levels also increase, weakening your ability to work out, take care of yourself, get enough sleep, and maybe even perform at the best level at your job. So a dad bod can be related to the fat shaming movement that occurred on the women's side as a couple, you know, a couple years ago with whoever, Meghan Trainor, I'm not trying to remember. We don't pursue the best version of ourselves, eating the best that we can or working out because, you know, we don't want to be responsible for when we come up short of that. You know, so we just expect even the QB at USC to turn out to be that dad bod as well. And an article from fatherly.com brings up two reasons why single men and divorced men lose weight. And while married men are going to gain weight, okay, first off, being married can do a toll on your health, especially if you have kids. You're going to have less time to devote to getting adequate sleep, to working out, to staying fit. And subsequently, you have to be more sedentary and be more domesticated as you have to be at home more. You have to watch the kids more. And to boot, you have less time and energy. Your cortisol levels will likely increase during marriage and especially when you have kids. This is all common knowledge. But the more frequent your cortisol levels are high, the less your body is able to function at peak level, potentially harming your ability to work out and even perform at the optimal level at work, which can have another negative impact on your finances and your own self-actualization. So many things point to not getting married and having kids, including your own personal physical health, manifested in this dad bod. And as often, the only individual pursuit for many men that are both burnout at their jobs and burnout at their home life as a father is that beer and pizza in front of the TV each night. I'm not saying beer and pizza is an absolute no-no, but many men beaten down by this life end up being only able to find solace in that. You don't want your life to be reduced to that. I love a pizza and a beer as much as the next guy. So just letting you know. Number three, the marriage market theory and social obligation theory. So going off an article from fatherly.com that I looked at today is actually a relatively balanced article. There are two theories present that I found telling. Marriage market theory implies the obvious, that those that are on the market have a greater push and incentive to stay fit and to work out because they're in the selling phase. They're flipping that house or they're getting that baseball player on the last year of his contract before free agency. And conversely, there is social obligation theory, which states that men that are married in this instance will have higher body mass indices than single men because men that are married will eat poorer diets, more calorically dense foods, and essentially be in more social situations, eat more frequently, and go out to these restaurants more where they're eating unhealthy food. And this is done out of social obligation, appeasing people at dinner parties, appeasing your wife, whatever it is. Not to mention your weight doesn't just increase, your wallet increases, okay? So on one hand, you've got the security of being with your partner, and the next you've got social expectations. This notes something else. This notes that there is this lack of internal motivation behind your drive to do something, which is more likely to produce long-term positives and results in your life. And so for many women, I've found this is a confounding topic in regards to eating well and working out. I've been questioned as to why I even consider working out and improving my body if I'm not pursuing dating. And I've heard people say, really, the only reason to have good abs and to work that, you know, that part of your body is to look good for your partner, your boyfriend, whatever it is. And what I see through that, nobody is wanting to improve themselves for themselves these days so that they can live a better life, avoid having medical bills when they get older, and perform all the physical activities that they desire to do when they have the time, freedom, and ability to do those things later in life, as MGTOW allows. And sometimes, I've been in this relationship before, I'm sure you guys have too, you go to the gym, you get accused of trying to monkey branch through that. And the next thing I want to bring up here, it's proof once again of what men and women value socially, and the difference is there. We like to ignore it, but it's always there. A man values his appearance for primarily societal rank reasons, and primal reasons, for reasons that reflect his ability to defend his family and go hunt, for looking back to the caveman days essentially, as he was programmed as a male. This does not necessarily apply to modern day culture, and thus it is often misinterpreted that the most important thing in wooing a female is your body. It's not the case, especially in an information and digital age. Look no further than the dad bod and many women's strange affinity for it. You don't have to look far on the internet to see articles delineating the reasons as to why a dad bod is attractive, whether or not they agree with it, it's out there. But one of the main reasons is because it actually indicates age, and with age you likely have more assets. It's like the salt and pepper gray beard. Look no further than the famed picture of Leonardo DiCaprio running on the beach recently. There is money, there is status, there is value, but he's kind of let himself go a little bit. And a man will express concern and depression often later in life if his intellectual and economic value doesn't rise with his age. But he will be better able to accept a decline in physical appearance than a post-wall female will on most occasions, because once again, nature and biology does not lie to us. Okay, our natural instincts tell us what we need to value. And you don't really have to do much work to avoid being this dad bod, to getting into this situation. And men that play the long game and just exert a mild amount of energy towards maintaining good physical shape will set themselves up to stay far higher on the sexual marketplace value market as they reach in the 40s and their 50s. Obviously, this is not a particular goal of mine, but men that are in that group may be more likely to be hired and actually seen as viable employees. And although MGTOW men will possess different goals than the man that is looking to get back on the market and date, this is also another way that the scarcity and abundance principle is smashed once again. Just a little bit of jogging here and there, some occasional weights, maybe just a decent routine of push-ups, whatever it is, pull-ups, you're good. Don't eat too much processed food. Have a little patience, and things start to turn. Patience is key, okay? And all that is made easier through MGTOW. Once again, it's almost like a video game cheat code. So do you have a similar story to share, the one that I've shared today? More comments, you can reach out to me through my email at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com and on Twitter at sunrisehoodie. I will get back to you at the very least, guys, and respond and potentially make a video about it. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.